Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. We have host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, live with us this morning. Dom, caught the front end of the program yesterday following that great win by the Crew. I want to get more into your analysis about that sacrifice attempt by the Sox and the hard out at home plate in a moment. But first, on Brewers manager Pat Murphy calling his guys, William Contreras and Willy Adames,
savages.
Said those two came to him. They were supposed to get a scheduled day off on Sunday, and they demanded to play.
That's exactly how it went. And honestly, when I was in the clubhouse yesterday and I saw the lineup, and we get to see the lineup before it's actually publicly posted. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. Both of them. You know, I had said on Thursday on my show on Brewers Weekly saying, okay, look, let's be honest with each other for a second here. It's the White Sox and you don't want to disrespect anybody, but let's be real. They got 15 wins. So if there's ever a day for William, your primary catcher, heading into maybe your biggest series to date with the Phillies coming up, like, hey, this could be a good spot for him to get a day off. So I wasn't shocked by William. I was shocked by Adames getting the day off. And like you said, they stormed into the office. Murph waited for a moment, said, you know what, yeah, I'm going to put you guys in. And obviously, they didn't have the biggest games. They weren't massive factors in the decision, but these guys want to play every single game.
Contreras almost had a home run. He hit one to the wall that was robbed, you could argue. The other big angle of the game from yesterday that we've been talking about, Dom, is the whole situation with Tommy Pham. Tommy Pham, the outfielder from the White Sox, getting called out at home in an attempt to tie the game late, top of the eighth when that happened. It was a double play. He was out, clearly out. He admitted after the game, no, I was out. But he was PO'd at Contreras for the yapping after he was tagged.
Okay, yapping's a bit much. I think with what William did there and what Tommy did there. So here's the thing. If you're expecting the runner to truck you like old school, like we used to see in the 80s and 90s, that's literally illegal now. You can't do that. So one thing you can do to try to break up a play like that is do exactly what Tommy Pham did. Everything that Tommy did was perfectly legal, including running on the grass, including sliding straight into William. William gave him a path that he could have used, but Tommy chose not to use that path, risk himself injury, and sliding, you're allowed to slide, into the catcher to try to break up the tag. It obviously didn't work. William knew that. Tommy knew that. William saying, wow, I gave you all this path and you still chose to slide into me. Did you really think I was going to drop this ball? Celebrated, went back to the dugout. If you're mad about somebody celebrating, don't give them a reason to celebrate. Don't make the mistake. He was clearly out. And I'm fine with the play. It's a good old school hard baseball play. I'm mad at Tommy's reaction because, dude, you knew what was coming.
Nah, we ain't taking that. We ain't taking that from the Brewers. Care how many L's we got this year, we ain't taking it.
That's NBC Sports Chicago with the call as it was happening.
And I sounds like, yeah, they took it, Dom.
This is John Schifrin's first year in the booth. I'm gonna take the high road and just say no comments on all of that went down there, because no comment.
Hey, so this is all well and good, you know, you swept the Sox, as well you should have. As they battled. Right. Now we got Philadelphia, and this is going to be a much tougher test for the Crew on the road.
It's a tougher test for the Crew, but keep in mind, it's also a tough test for the Phillies. The Phillies have had literally the easiest schedule in baseball to this point. They have only played a team above 500 six times. Six. That's it. So here we are. Big chance for both teams to prove themselves. For the Phillies, who have the best record in the National League, no, our record's legit. And for the Brewers, first place in the Central, starting to pull away a little bit, like, no, we're legit. Reese's return, don't lose sight of that. I know it's a big series. This is going to be really emotional for Reese Hoskins and his wife, Jamie. They're really excited to get back to Philly, where he obviously started his career, was a homegrown player. I never really got the chance to say goodbye to Philly, so this is his chance for that.
5:40, first pitch tonight in Philadelphia. Thanks, Dom.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.